everyone.
My name is Jessica Burt-Templeton, and here with me I've got Laura Morgan.
We've obviously spoken in the first part about well-being, about our experiences in the workplace, and how we've been drawing upon all of that to make change through mental health and well-being, but that all importance of balancing it with productivity as well. So we want our staff to be focused and productive, but obviously feeling well enough to do that. And you've made so many changes within your business, which we spoke about in the first part with the hybrid working and the 4-day working week. But something that we've started tapping into a lot together is actually delving a bit deeper into how our staff are really feeling.
We've spoken a lot about how, you know, we can have as many stress awareness seminars as we like, but it's not always going to help people to deal with the triggers that lay beneath the surface and what they're perhaps bringing with them into the workplace.
And what we did is we brought that element of coaching in with the breathing, just to enable us to think about what's impacting us subconsciously that we didn't really recognise perhaps without doing the work that we did. So can you, from your perspective, just talk a little bit more about that and how you felt that went with your team?
Yeah, so when we first started working together, I gave my team the option of what it is that they wanted from the activity at that point in time. And they were all 100%, yeah, let's have Jess in and let's see how that
developed.
When we did our session and you brought some of your techniques to the session, they were all really 100% all in. And at the end of the session, we're like, that was brilliant. It did something different for every single one of them, and they wanted more. So we developed more,
yeah,
because that was what the staff were looking for.
Yeah.
But it was also along the same sort of time as I was doing quite a lot with them on time management and techniques of how to get work done, and how that there isn't a one size fits all for all of them, and how we all work completely different. I work completely different from Paul. I work completely different from Amy. So there was no one size fits all.
Yeah.
What you developed for us was what actually in that space between doing an intense piece of work or doing an intense piece of caseload for a specific client or anything like that was actually what the staff could then draw on and giving them those techniques that they could actually regulate them, bring them back down and allow them to be proficient.
We brought in so many different aspects. Obviously by then you were doing the hybrid working, so you obviously have your team days. We did a lot of that online,
yeah,
as well, pretty much all of it online.
Yeah.
So what we did was we obviously brought in the idea of having breath sequences and exercises that we could do throughout the day to regularly regulate the nervous system between all the other elements of work that we have going on.
Yeah.
And that was something that you were able to do as a team, but it's something that you could then take away with you. So just thinking about how that works, did you find yourself doing the breathing exercises in between our sessions, or at least, you know, at any other point in the day?
Yeah, it wasn't just a we did it because you were there. It was actually something that was really beneficial that the team took the learning away and did it when they felt they needed it. So actually we gave them the tools to use the breath work or the breathing to take sequences. And actually we then gave them the ability to put it into their day when they felt they needed it, not because we had an arranged session.
Yeah.
Although the arranged session gave them the baseline and the teaching, and the ability to understand what it was giving them and how it was helping them.
And something that I was thinking about actually when we were doing it was obviously the physical impact as well, because just thinking of when you work in a corporate environment, we obviously spend a lot of time at our desks, we spend a lot of time looking at a screen, and it's just implementing those breaks a bit more so that we're making sure we are getting that time away from the screen, we are getting that opportunity to get up and walk around and to move.
Yeah.
And we've done some practices where we kind of used our hands and we were stretching out different parts of our body as well. Did you find that that helped you to feel better throughout your day as well?
Absolutely. I think the more that you used it, the more you incorporated it into your day, the more the routine of having it as something that was slightly different, it helped. For me, absolutely helped me regulate myself and be more productive as the day went through. Because you do get that 10 o'clock slump. You do get that, you know, after lunch where your food's digesting or you've rushed it down because of your however long your break is. You do get that moment where you think, okay, what is it I need now?
Yeah.
And we work really closely when we're apart in terms of planning the day outs. Everyone knows what everyone's caseloads, the workload is that they're doing. but we also make sure that actually we're all communicating, which is Teams is really good for, so that actually if someone is having a moment where they need a screen break or they need just 10 minutes, that actually the communication is there and someone else will pick them up, and it helps towards their teamwork as well.
Yeah, because it's obviously something that you can do separate and you can do together. I think about just when I've been working in the office, it's not just going to the office, it's all the bits that come before getting to the office. So it's kind of waking up, making sure that children are ready for school. It's all of that, you know, 100 times that you've told your child to put their school shoes on, or, you know, to brush their teeth or to do whatever. And all of that plays a part in the way that you show up to work.
You're already stressed. Exactly.
And it's, you know, it's like 8:30, 9:00 and you've already had so much happen. And it can be really hard then, especially when you've got, you know, clients calling or emailing. A lot of clients are wanting things sort of, you know, there and then. So it just gives you that ability to break up what's happened in your morning, enable you to focus on into your day, yeah, and to keep that focus going when you have those natural slumps as well. Yeah. It was really, really lovely to work with you and to hear the feedback that you all had from
that. Because it was all different. They all really liked the different sequencing techniques you gave them. Wasn't a one size fit all, and that was really evident from the feedback.
There's obviously sometimes that we incorporated a bit of music into that as well. So we did a bit with music, we did a bit without, but also just incorporating things like music into your day, it's such a small change really, but it can be something that can just really give you that sort of that lift at work. And I feel that really came across in the feedback, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So if you were sort of talking to other businesses and they were kind of wanting to know a little bit about what we did and how it worked within the business, what kind of guidance and advice would you give them in terms of implementing that?
I think it's like anything you do as a business owner, is you have to go out and work out, okay, what is it I need? Who is out there that's doing something in that realm?
Yeah.
And trying, and then speaking to your members of staff to see if that worked for them. And trying it. If you don't try something, you don't know whether it's going to work or if it's going to help. And actually, sometimes we don't try something because of the unknown. We go back to the age of, well, we've always done it this way.
Yeah.
So it may be that you've got, I mean, we've got a mixed team. We've got males and females in our team. And some of them took more from it than others did, but that's fine, because then we put something else on the other side to help to support the other side of that team. So listen to your team. Consult with your teams, consult with your staff, but give it a go, because it's beneficial.
And that's the thing, it's giving it a go, isn't it? Because when you talk about breathing and you talk about some of these holistic exercises, there's a lot of scepticism from people. I mean, what I always say is that you're already breathing. So let's learn to use the breath functionally and learn to use it properly, because it's something like 80% of the population aren't breathing functionally. And there is so much that we know from science that the breath can do, because obviously we bring in the scientific approach, we bring in the intuitive approach as well. So now, having tried breathwork and tried it quite extensively, what is your feedback on breathwork?
It has opened my eyes up to something that happens completely naturally to me that I just let happen in the background and I wasn't conscious of it.
Yeah.
I think we're conscious of breathing when we can't breathe, when we've got a cold or we're stuffed up, or we've got a cough, and actually the impact on us is the only time we're ever conscious that actually it's happening day in, day out, and we don't realise it because it just happens. It's a bit like if you can just use your hands, or you can just hear, or you can just see. We don't actually think about it and we take it for granted sometimes. Yeah. So I think having done the breath works and listening to the sequences and the techniques that you've taught us, and actually taking that moment and going back into yourself and realising actually right at this point in time, I'm actually not breathing very well, or I'm actually feeling quite stressed. And just taking that moment outside of whatever it is we're feeling, it can really help over the longer term.
That's amazing to hear, because obviously from my point of view, it's really lovely to be able to walk away and to recognise just how much you've learned from it, but how much you've implemented it and continue to implement it into your day-to-day as well. So it's been really, really lovely to work with you. And thank you very, very much for the feedback that you've given. Wow. Third part, we're going to talk a little bit more about breathing in the workplace and how you can also implement it. Stay tuned for part 3. And Laura, thank you very much again.
You're very welcome.